Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone. 2 minutes past 6 a.m. live, loud and local. How good is Monday? Love being back. It's one of the first days of July. 2nd of July, if you're counting.
Yeah, happy new financial year, Tim.
Oh, my word.
All
I've been waiting.
All of our debts have been gone.
This is my Christmas, literally, because I don't like Christmas that much. Debt Christmas, as I like to call it. And happy debt Christmas to you. Happy debt Christmas to you, Central Queensland.
Look, after 7.30, I want to try and bring you down a little bit, Tim, because you're too pepped up this morning. I don't like to ruin your Monday.
I'm in too good of a mood. I doubt that you'll be able to do that, mate.
I want to introduce a little new segment.
No, thank you.
Called Whinge to Tim.
No, thank you. I've hit my microphone with my hat disagreeing.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call if you want to have a whinge at Tim.
No, it's all right.
Everyone's got gripes from the weekend. If you want to just let it go, have a chat to Tim. He can be sympathetic sometimes. He really enjoys listening to people complain.
Please don't bring me down this Monday. Jess, something you actually need to be listening out for is Harvey the Whispering Whale.
That's right.
He's a French whale and he's got secrets for you, a.k.a. a code word that you can use to win your way to Harvey Bay with your family. Rhyming.
Hit.com.au is where you can register and every day there'll be a new code word.
So you
can register multiple times.
Technically, 9 times. That's multiple if you are a mathematician.
True.
So
how many code words there are.
Make sure you're listening out between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. every single day. Harvey will be whispering you the code words at some point in the show. When will it be? I don't know. He hasn't told me yet. It's very exciting.
You are in charge of discussing that with him, so better get chatting.
Me and Harvey are best mates. Harvey the Whispering Whale, the French Whispering Whale. Super. Makes a lot of sense.
But Tim, coming up next, there's a new piece of art in Geelong.
I love
in
art.
Victoria.
Geelong is a nice place as well.
It's so large that you can see it from space.
Art from space.
I mean, some would describe it as art. Others would describe it as vandalism. I'll tell you about it up next.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, there's a bit of a work of art happening right now down in Victoria. Carved into a dry lake bed.
Oh, wow.
A beautiful image that can be seen from space. It's so big.
So how large would it have to be? Because, like, the way I think of it is, like, how thick are the lines that they're using to draw this image?
Yeah, well, it would be pretty thick because I'm looking at a bird's eye view of the lake. And
okay.
The lake's quite large. Mm-hmm. I'd say a few K wide.
That's a big lake, mate. That's a big lake.
I don't know. I've not been to Geelong in a long time. And right in the middle is a big picture that some would see maybe in black texture on a toilet wall.
Yeah.
It's a phallic symbol.
Right.
So big, you can see it from space.
So it's lake genitals.
Yes.
If you're not picking up what Jessica's putting down there, which is good we're getting this out of the way early.
No one knows how it got there. No one knows who put it there. But some prankster has drawn a big thing
member
in the middle of a lake.
Well, it's better than being a small member.
But it's become like quite the tourist attraction. People have travelled all the way from New York to see this.
I was going to say, it's about time.
Thing.
I've been looking for a reason to go to Geelong for years. And finally, I'm buying my ticket
but
tomorrow.
But even if you got there, all you would see is the big line. Like, that's how big it is. Like,
mate,
you'd have to get a drone to see it from above.
Helicopter tours. The helicopter industry in Geelong is booming. I've been watching helicopter markets all around Australia, and Geelong's had a spike in the last few months. This is incredible.
A lot of people have on their open discussion page in Geelong have said, look, we need to get rid of this. But many are saying,
no,
let's keep it. This is what's bringing people to our town.
The AFL team's not doing so well this year. This is the biggest member that we can possibly think of that's going to bring people into town. And I fully agree, and I'm going to Webjet straight after this, and I'm buying myself a ticket.
Well, make sure you bring the drone with you.
Yeah, I'll fly.
Take some pictures.
But I'm going to tell the captain, fly over.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Jess, I know how much you love travel, and I know the people across Central Queensland love going on a bit of a holiday.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be hard to get overseas, though, because fly down to Brisbane or even sometimes Sydney or Melbourne to get an international flight.
Depending on where you want to go, it can be some ridiculous amount of travel. One of my good mates, he's just been over in Russia for the World Cup. Mm-hmm. We bumped into him Saturday morning at Harvey Norman. I said, how's your last few days, Ben. He said, I've been at the airport or on planes for the last 56 hours.
Oh, and that's rough.
That is rough. Coming back from Toronto, Canada to Australia is a significant flight. It's about 38 hours.
Yeah.
And look, what if I could tell you, say if you want to go to London, that's what, like 24 to 30-ish hours of
flying? Depends how long your stopover is as well.
What if I could tell you that Boeing, the Air Force company, is looking at getting you from Australia to Europe in 5 hours? Would you be interested in that?
Absolutely.
There's a few side effects.
It'll take you longer to get to Perth.
Essentially, it's a spaceship, what they're making. It's incredible. But it stays within the atmosphere, which is super important.
Right.
They're telling people that this plane can travel up to 6,500 kilometres an hour.
That seems like you'd be just like pressed against your seat.
That is one of the side effects. I forgot to mention that being pressed into your seat due to the forces of the gravity force will also vomit. That is they're working on a reason to make people not vomit.
So it's not a casual, I'm just going to watch a couple of episodes of Friends.
No.
Chuck on an old season of Seinfeld.
No. Oh, you could watch the first half of Big Bang Theory, I'm
assuming. As long as you open your eyelids so that they fly back with you.
Well, they said, we're excited about the potential of hypersonic technology to connect the world faster than ever before. Boeing is building upon a foundation of 6 decades worth of work, designing, developing, and flying experimental hypersonic vehicles.
Imagine how much this flight would cost.
Oh, mate. But to be honest, if you're like me, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are like this, I would pay filthy amounts of money to get to somewhere far
really?
Away quick. I hate planes. I hate being stuck.
See, when
in
I
one
came
spot.
Back from Europe, I took 5 flights to save $300.
You are the stingiest SOB.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And hey, if you're up this early, you probably didn't stay up last night to watch the end of the Logies.
No.
So this may be the first time you're hearing the news. The gold Logie went to the underdog, Grant Denyer.
Big old underdog. Short dog. Mm-hmm. Little man dog. He seems like a genuinely nice guy. It's a shame that Family Feud is such a bad show.
Well, everyone assumed that Tracy Grimshaw had it in the bag.
Yeah, absolutely.
Grant Denyer not only took away the gold Logie, but he also took away the silver Logie for best TV presenter.
Look, no disrespect to Grant Denyer. How can you win these Logies when your show's been cancelled?
I don't know.
How can you be popular if your show's cancelled? That doesn't make sense.
Well, just because the show wasn't popular doesn't mean he's not popular.
But that's
this is the big fault in the Logies.
I guess like someone from a poor NRL team could still win the Dally M medal.
Yes.
So you're right. My bad. Grant Denyer has won the Dally M medal of television.
The most outstanding actor of 2018 was Ray Maher.
Finally,
Al Stewart
from Home and Away
has taken home a Logie.
We've all been waiting. Now he can finally retire and get out of that cafe. Does he still run the cafe?
I think so.
Good
I don't know.
You,
maybe
Ray.
He's retired. Who knows? I haven't
Who
watched
knows?
The show in a while.
Me
but
either.
Hey, other big winners, Wentworth, the Foxtel TV show, the remake of Prisoner. They cleaned up. They won
good
3
job.
Logies as well. So, I mean, it was a good night of nights. A few little controversial moments from Dave Hughes. From Bert Newton.
Oh, you know, older men.
Yeah.
Shock. Shock.
But you can check out the full story in case you missed anything. All the winners, all the red carpet looks. Hit.com.au is where you want to be.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
The Hit CQ, Family Vacay in Harvey Bay, the world's best Wales and island. WalesHarveyBay.com.au.
Yay! Unbelievable opportunity to head away with the family for an incredible whale-watching adventure. And not only that, Tim, 4 passes to the Seafood Festival in Harvey Bay as well.
Look, I love me some seafood. There's a running joke in the office that I'm oyster boy because I ordered 3 oysters at a work lunch once. Now, whenever we go out for lunch, a platter is given to me like I'm a joke.
Yes.
But that's
because
okay.
Because you were the only fancy boy in the office that ordered himself an entree and a main.
It costs less than everyone else's meal combined, and that's all right. But if you want to enjoy seafood and some of the most incredible, beautiful creatures on this planet, which are, of course, whales, then what you need to be doing is listing out 6 to 9 every day for the next 2 weeks because it's your opportunity to go and see these beautiful
animals.
I'll
give you a little clue. If you're listening right now, you haven't missed Harvey yet. He hasn't been on the show just yet.
Not just yet.
But he could be coming very soon.
Yes.
And later on the show, Tim, after 8 o'clock, we're going to be chatting to Rebecca from the whale watching yes. company that you'll be going with.
Yep, that's right. She's in charge. So she is the best person to speak to let you know exactly what's going on. So you don't want to miss out on that. That is coming up after 8:30. So we're very, sorry, after 8:15.
Yes.
Very, very exciting, Jess. But make sure you are listening out for Harvey the Whispering Whale. He's very quiet.
Yeah. All you need is the code word for today, and you can enter at hit.com.au. Different code word every day, so you can enter up to 9 times.
That's right. So make sure you are listening out for Harvey the Whispering Whale.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Hello. My name is Harvey the Whispering Whale. Today's code word is whale.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
There is some alarming statistics about millennials. Mm-hmm. And I know we focus on millennials and a lot of older generations really go hard at millennials, which I believe span from 1981 to 2001. So it's a lot bigger than a lot of people assume.
Mm-hmm.
A survey has been done of 1,800 millennials. First of all 1,800 have a phone or a smart device.
Sure.
But how's this for numbers? 54% said they would give up shampooing their hair and cleaning their body for a week if it meant not being able to use their phone.
Yeah, I mean that 54%.
You would not shower or bathe for a week.
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Well, if it means I have no connection to the world.
Yeah. But my connection to you is stink now. That's the connection that is
you're
going
the only
over.
Person it would affect. I literally see nobody else.
That is a golden point, my friend. But also some other numbers. 52% said they would be willing to give up movies and television for a month.
Oh, I don't know about that. 28%
said they would give up their own pet for a month just so they could use their phone.
Yeah, sorry, my cat Chandler's out too. See ya.
23% chose their phone over caffeine. For a month.
Yep.
And 17, this is my least favourite, 17% of millennials surveyed said they would not use their toothbrush for 6 months so that they could use their phone.
6 months. Imagine how furry it would be.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Why do people have such, I understand that phones can be important. They can get you in touch with people that you want to be in touch with. You can look at memes, like 2 out of 2 so far for things that I enjoy. But also, brushing my teeth.
Nah.
Television.
Stick a bit of toothpaste on your finger, mate.
No,
toothbrush.
You're not allowed. That's in the. It's not in the rules.
No,
situation.
Toothbrush. You said no toothbrush. You didn't mention anything about toothpaste.
I'm sorry. That this.
I found a loophole.
You are garbage.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Australian TV's Night of Nights was on last night, Tim. The 60th annual Logie Awards. And look, the Gold Logie nominations this year. Nobody really knew who had it in the bag.
It was a thin tub of custard, in my opinion.
It was very unusual. Like, usually the Gold Logie is the most popular person on TV for that year.
Tracy Grimshaw was pretty much a lock to win it.
Well, because there were so many people in that category that no one had even heard of.
No, I didn't.
How were they in the most popular category? But everyone, like you said, Tracy Grimshaw's got big numbers.
Yeah.
She rates really well. Yeah. Her show is really important. So everyone thought she's got it in the bag. She's been doing this for years, never won one.
Yep.
Give it to her.
And then the little boy that could, a.k.a. Grant Denyer, shocked everyone and took the statue that is probably similar to his height.
Yes.
Short joke.
I mean, how was he even carrying it around?
I know. But he won it and he did quite an emotional speech. And look, I feel like I'm not the only person in saying, when it comes to the Logies, especially lately because of how much access we have to United States and to London and to those awards with bigger celebrities, I would almost say, that the Logies has really taken not just a backseat, but like they've been pushed to the trailer of the truck that's trucking along.
Yeah, and even like watching the ceremony last night, it felt kind of like there was music category, like music performances that had really nothing to do with the Australian television industry.
It's a bit tricky. And I think it is important that Australian actors and television stars have something like this because it would be a shame if it wasn't like this. I think maybe just revamping the Logies next year.
Well, I mean, they did. They brought it to the Gold Coast this year. So it was very different to the last several years in Melbourne.
Bring your own drugs, I guess.
But we want to focus on the underdog story here, Tim, because Grant Denyer went into this going, there's no way I'm going to win.
Well, I remember looking.
And came out with the gold.
Seeing before Tom Gleason got on board and started pushing him, Grant Denyer was 5th or 6th favourite.
Yeah.
And then he went, rocketed up to 2nd favourite, won the thing. I didn't know you voted by texting. I thought you had to vote in the actual physical TV Week Logie magazine.
Honey, this isn't 1948.
That's how long it's been since I've cared. But it is a huge underdog story, and that's what we want to focus on. So on 13, 12, 16, tell us about your underdog story. Now, yeah. Jess, have you ever been an underdog? Things normally come to you pretty good.
Oh, yeah, no, I've always been on winning teams.
Righto.
I've never been an underdog. I mean, I supported Hawthorn through those few years in the AFL when they weren't doing well, and then all of a sudden I lost interest in AFL. And they started winning.
They went three grand finals in a row.
I mean, I feel like my way of helping Hawthorn is just not caring about the AFL, and then they'll do well.
That's smart. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Tell us about your underdog story. Why are you Grant Denyer today? Everyone needs to be a little bit of Grant Denyer every now and then.
Tim, at the moment we're talking about underdogs because Grant Denyer, the biggest underdog, well, should I say smallest underdog of them all.
I think we've used up all of our Grant Denyer short jokes, and I feel like this is not new and original content.
It's not often that I'm taller than a Gold Logie winner.
That for a fact.
I'm definitely taller than Grant Denyer.
Keep speaking while I Google how tall Grant Denyer is. Keep going.
We are talking about how he's the biggest underdog story of the weekend because no one thought he was going to win the gold. Everyone thought Tracy Grimshaw was an absolute lock for this. And he came away with a big win last night, taking away the Gold Logie.
Taking away the Gold Logie, indeed. Not many people expected it. It was a real fairy tale story, you could almost say. I've just Googled, how tall are you in centimetres?
163.
I'm not lying. 164 centimetres.
Stop it!
You are shorter than Grant Denyer.
Damn it!
So you will remove the short jokes immediately and I will force you to apologise to him.
I'm like 1 centimetre.
Mate, 1 centimetre.
Next to each other, we'd be exactly the same.
No, because...
If I put a pair of heels on, I'd be towering over him.
Yeah, he can put the Gold Logie on his head. Then he beats you clear. But we are talking about how much of an underdog story that Grant Denyer winning this Logie is. Because to be honest, for someone to win the Gold Logie, whose television show has been cancelled, that is impressive in my books.
If Grant Denyer can win gold, maybe I can win Gold Logie next year and I don't even have a TV show.
You have an ad on television at the moment that you're in.
This is the point we're getting to with the Logies, isn't it?
I know. Congratulations on the nomination, by the way. But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16 for you to tell us about your underdog story. And we've had Zoe from Rockhampton call through. Zoe, what's your underdog story?
So like a couple of years ago, I played netball and we played on this team, all of us, for like 5 years in a row. And every single year, we would come last and we lost every single game. Like, I did not play one single game for that team where we won, right?
You don't play to win. You play for the fun of the game, right?
So we can relate.
Exactly. Exactly. And then this, like, one day, it was like right near the end, like just before the finals. I mean, we're on the bottom of the ladder, but we won one game.
Yes.
Just a game.
Yes, so.
Underdog, we
didn't
win the finals, but we won a game.
Give her a horn.
Unbelievable.
The kids are going wild, Zoe.
The kids are going wild. The way you described it, wow, where's the Disney movie contract?
I mean, it's basically like Grant Denyer's win. Like, his show's been cancelled. He hasn't got it. Like, I mean, he's got a show in the works.
Zoe, are you short?
No.
All right, so it's not like the Grant Denyer story, but that's all right. We still appreciate your call, mate.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, though.
I mean, I wouldn't relate to the underdog story, Tim, because I'm such a winner all the time.
Oh, buddy. What was the netball team you played in last time before you moved to Queensland like?
Yeah, okay. We won like 3 games all season.
Ooh, I'm so good at sport.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, David Beckham just gave Victoria Beckham her 14th engagement ring.
Oh, look, I just want one, let alone 14. Let me tell you how this has rolled out. David Beckham, since they've been married, for 18 years actually, almost every year he gives her a new engagement ring. Today he gave her a ridiculous, gigantic, perfectly pure white diamond rock, this thing. Anyway, over the years, he's given her 14, which definitely makes me wonder, what about those years when she didn't get one? That's another topic. But 14 rings totaling over $20 million in that time. 14 different rings worth $20 million. That's pretty romantic.
She's run out of fingers. You're going to have to start wearing one of those.
She doesn't wear them all at the same time.
No, you would. You got to be respectful about the ring. You know that. If you got an engagement ring, you wear it.
I think it's Victoria Beckham going, you know what? The first ring went out of style. So now, buy me a new one every year so I can keep up with the fashion.
But guys, I think we're all forgetting the fact that when you're filthy rich, you do filthy rich things like buy engagement rings 14 times. So it's not absolutely against the grain.
No, that's true. Rich people, that would be nothing for them. That would be like, you know how like you find money under your couch? It's like
another engagement ring, David.
Oh, you're welcome, darling.
Thanks, Dino. We'll chat to you tomorrow, mate.
Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
How good is your Monday?
Yeah, look, and you always say that. Monday is your favourite day of the week, so...
I don't understand why everyone, like, say, thank God it's Friday and hump day Wednesday. Monday is the best day because it kicks things off for the week. Like, I know now that it's Monday, things are going to get rolling for me and I'm really going to finish the week strong.
And I want to help the people of Central Queensland, Tim, get into their week because a lot of people... would, you know, probably be feeling a little bit low this weekend. Yeah. Maybe they've had a little bit of trouble.
Sure.
Maybe they want to have a bit of a whinge.
No, thank
and
you.
And I want to open the platform up.
You know.
13, 12, 16.
No.
Give us a call and have a whinge to Tim because Tim's too happy for this Monday morning.
Now, you've put something on the computer and it says press me. I don't want to press it.
It's my opener. I made it myself.
Right. Here we go.
Tim, I don't want to make an opener. Whinge to Tim. Good example of whinging right there.
You know what makes me angry? How you've produced and put that together because it's not good or put together well. But why are you trying to bring me down? I'm trying to get people kicked into their gear.
I know you're a really sympathetic human. You really, really care about the people. And like some people,
I hate whinging.
Some people just want to have a whinge and they just need a bit of sympathy from you.
I think
open up your heart, Tim.
There's a difference between whinging and constructually. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Constructive?
Constructive
criticism.
With a negative tone. There's a difference.
Okay.
Because I can offer that. Often I'll like fully analyse something and be like, hey, here's how we fix this. But I don't like a whinge. I don't like going, oh, poor me.
I'll kick it off.
No.
This morning, it took me 20 minutes to put my jeans on because of my torn ACL.
I don't care, mate.
And I just, you I know had that a rough morning.
Wake up 20 minutes early.
I got here like 10 minutes late because of my jeans.
Just today's the first time you've rocked up 10 minutes late. No other time. I don't want people to whinge to me. I hate whinging, mate.
13, 12, 16, maybe you've got some gripes. Maybe you're just stuck in traffic right now. If you're stuck on the Bruce Highway, you want to give us a call and have a bit of a whinge. 13, 12, 16.
Please don't. Tim and Jess.
Right now, we're doing my new favourite segment, Whinge to Tim. Tim, I don't want to make an opener. To Tim.
You know what the worst thing is? That would have taken you an hour to make. That 5-second little piece of audio would have taken you an hour.
That's why I didn't want to do it, but no one else could.
I hate whinging. Monday is my favourite day of the week. I love it because it gets me going and it should be getting the people of Central Queensland going.
Sometimes you just need a whinge and then you feel better.
We are in the biggest time in our history of people just having a whinge for having a whinge. And I'm sick of it. I hate people having a silk,
mate. I enjoy it. I quite, especially how much you don't like it. Like this morning, the bin is really far away and I haven't been able to put my coffee cup in the bin yet because it means I have to stand up.
Well, maybe...
And with my torn ACL, I know I never complain about that, but it's just, it's really hard to get up and down at the moment.
I don't understand, in all seriousness, why... your mindset would go, oh, Tim's in good moods on Monday. Let's bring him down. Why would you do that? I'm trying to lift everyone up.
Because you bring me down every day of the week.
Give me one day, mate. Give me one day.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call if you want to have a whinge to Tim.
No, thank you.
Who have we got first,
Tim? It's Nick.
Nick.
It's Nick from Rockhampton.
Nick from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Nick, have a whinge to Tim.
I reckon you might even probably feel for me a little bit on this one because you definitely had this before. But at the pub over the weekend, I don't appreciate a drink being over $10.
All right.
Yeah, Tim, you've whinged about this one before too.
No,
Nick, I feel so sorry for you.
Shouldn't be like $11, $12. No.
Was it like one of those mango beers? You know going in that they're expensive, mate.
No. This is, you can get a pint of pretty much anything and it's going to cost you over a tenner. And I think it's hard to keep track of when you just tap the card as well.
Is this that in Gladstone? No, I don't think I've ever paid more than $10
for... This is your bad for not checking the price of a beverage.
No, it's because they shouldn't be... I think it should be just $10 across the board for anything.
Yeah, by the time you have a big night out, I mean, there's your wage gone, isn't it, Nick?
No.
It's upsetting.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Be better. Be smarter. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, all right, mate. Come on. You're the one whinging to me. I don't care.
Tim, we also got a message here on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit CQ. Rhea said, Tim, I'm totally on your side. Monday is the best. New week. Jess, you're a dream ruiner. You know what that sounds like? Sounds like a whinge, Rhea.
No, it doesn't.
I think she's on my side. Whinge to Tim.
This will not be coming back.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Baby, don't go. The Backstreet Boys are back with their new single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Listen or download now.
Oh, my God, we're back again.
The Backstreet Boys live on a world-famous rooftop in Vegas. Hosted by Carrie and Tommy. Only from the Hit Network.
If you love the Backstreet Boys, you want to be a Hit VIP right now because we're sending Hit VIPs over to Las Vegas for our world-famous rooftop, getting up close and personal with the Backstreet Boys.
And we've got Annette, one of our VIPs, on the phone now. Annette, we've been asking everybody this. Who is your favourite Backstreet Boy?
AJ.
AJ, why? AJ.
Doesn't everybody love a bad boy?
Oh,
how is AJ a bad boy? No, he's not. They're the Backstreet Boys. They're the most PG version of boys you could possibly think of.
They're all bad boys, Tim, but AJ is the biggest bad boy of them all.
And then what? So obviously you're a fan of the Backstreet Boys. Now we are sending Hit VIPs to Vegas to see them on our world famous rooftop. And look, unfortunately I can't send you there right now, but I can put you on the standby list. Is that something you'd be excited about, Annette?
Excited would not even start to cover it.
Annette, you are one step closer to the Backstreet Boys. Go and brag to all your mates today.
I will definitely do that.
All right, mate. Thank you very much. Make sure you're listening out to your radio because you could be getting another call and we could be sending you to Vegas.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
All right, Annette. All right, Annette.
I mean,
she's
I'd be
keen.
Excited if I got to get close to AJ as well. He's
absolutely
a babe these days.
I don't know which one he is, but I'm sure you're right. Anyway, hit.com.au, become a Hit VIP. That's how you can be just as excited as Annette, calling Hit VIPs all week long.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Right now, we have someone very important on the phone.
Yes, Rebecca from Whale Song Cruises, who will be taking out some very lucky families in Harvey Bay out for some whale-watching cruises. She has the best job in the world. Rebecca, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
You know, this is just a flora and fauna paradise up here, and we're very lucky we get to see lots of different, well, three different types of species of dolphins. There are the turtles, dugongs as well.
Yeah, dugongs.
You heard of dugongs?
Yeah,
you
know, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
The best thing about Harvey Bay is that the whales, it's not like, oh, we only come here for June, July, August. They're there for a lot of the entire
year. You're going
year.
To their home.
Exactly. And, like, you're at Whale Song are trying to be the most eco-friendly and the most mobility-friendly in the fleet while there's whale watching. That's such an incredible offer that a lot of people probably wouldn't even think about.
No, I know. That's absolutely right. Well, I mean, we're very passionate eco-warriors, I guess, and sort of modern-day greenies. We're so fortunate to be able to show off our backyard and all these incredible things we have here in Harvey Bay. We need to look after that, you know, in the sea. That is so important because, well, our business is based around that, and if it gets ruined, then we don't have a business anymore. It's simple, really. But
exactly.
Apart from that, it's just a conscious thing as well to just to keep things preserved and conserved as much as possible because, you know, hey, it's an incredible place. Once you see especially the whales, once you see them, you just, one of those goosebump experiences that you just go, man, you know, I really want to help protect these guys because they can't speak for themselves. So we've got to help speak for them, you know.
Yeah, it's something for the whole family as well. And this is what the family vacay in Harvey Bay is all about. We want to send some families to Harvey Bay to experience this whale watching as a family. And then, you know, they get dinner included, accommodation, plus they get access to the seafood festival as well. Are you excited about the seafood festival coming up?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Amazing. It's such a great prize. And whoever wins this prize is just going to, they'll want to come back.
The seafood festival is the best in the country, I've heard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whale watching the seafood, you need to listen out for Harvey the Whispering Whale.
I know. And we really appreciate your time. We know that they're going to be in good hands, whoever wins this competition. So thank you very much. We really appreciate chatting to you. Rebecca Greenshield from Whale Song.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. And good luck to all the entrants out there. It's definitely an absolute amazing prize worth winning.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, we've had a lot of big moon events in the last couple of years, you would say.
big moon events.
Yeah, look, we had some impressive, you know, we had the total lunar eclipse and the total...
Solar eclipse.
It was a solar eclipse, yeah. Yes. And the blue blood moon.
The blood moon, yeah. Lots of moon events.
Look, there's a big historic event coming up, Saturday, July 28th. I want you to put it in your calendar.
Sure.
Start getting ready because it's going to be the longest lunar eclipse for this century.
Wow.
Yes. Total eclipse will be just shy of 4 hours, 236 minutes to be exact.
You know what I call BS on?
What?
There's a lot of scientists and companies saying this will be the last time you see this for 38 years or 3,000 years. Mate, there's that many different types of lunar eclipses. I'm not that fussed if I miss one because there's just going to be a different type one in 3 weeks.
Well, during the main event, it should be happening around 5:30 a.m. So we'll have to duck out of the studio and check it out.
I was going to say, that's early for some people.
It'll turn the moon a bit of a blood red shade colour.
That's good.
It's called as the sunlight is filtered and refracted from the Earth's atmosphere. I don't know what that means, but if you're doing science... Maybe you understand that and you're very pumped about this.
I think in dum-dum terminology, that would be
it's going to look real pretty.
Yes. You beat me to it. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Hits.com.au if you want to find out more information about this. But put the date in your calendar, yeah. July 28th.
I love when you bring science to the show, buddy. Thanks for that.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Tim, we've known each other 2 and a bit years now.
Two and a bit years. It's been... a very aging time in my life, but hey, we're getting through it, bud.
It's funny you should mention aging because for the last 2 years, I've been making fun of you for all the white hairs that seem to be popping up all over your body.
All right. So, yes, I have, like a lot of people, like the salt is starting to come in on the sides of the hair and the front and the back. Look, someone
and the beard and the chest hair and the back hair.
Well, you know what the worst thing is about the chest hair and the back hair?
What?
It's that... It's not even, like, I can understand grey hairs on the top of my head because those hairs have been there since I was a baby,
sure.
Right? Chest hair, back hair has only been, like, a new thing in the last 4 or 5 years. That's already turning grey. Hasn't even lived a full cycle and it's already going grey. That's not okay.
Well,
and I'm okay going grey. That should be a movement. Oh, it's okay to go grey.
I am not. And this morning, I found my first grey hair. But, Tim.
I need to press all the buttons.
No, we're not celebrating this one because I found it in a really bad place.
All right. First of all, why are you looking there that early in the morning? Calm down.
No,
chill.
There.
Chill. Oh, my God.
No, I found it, and this is a WOG thing, I'm sure. I found a grey hair in my mustache.
How long is your mustache?
I mean, look, it's been a while since I've been able to groom my mustache. I usually get it waxed, you know, every 6 months or so. And I haven't groomed in a while. And so I was putting my makeup on this morning. I was like, oh, there's something shiny on my face.
Something keeps bouncing back.
I thought it might have been some glitter because, I mean, glitter finds its way onto my face all the time.
You could have been in a room with glitter 5 years ago and there's still a trace of glitter somewhere on your body.
So I got really close to the mirror and I realised it's just this little tiny, just little grey hair.
How
just
long?
Just above my lip.
Like how long? Longer than a fingernail?
Not longer than the fingernail. I mean, how long do you think my hairs are on my mustache?
Mate, have you seen my face? They get long.
It was like a couple of millimetres. It was no, significant enough that I could pluck it with the tweezers.
Oh.
But now I'm concerned because I gave her a pluck straight away. I was like, oh, my God, no, not having that.
Okay.
And then I'm concerned that I'm going to have like 4 more.
No, that's a myth.
Appear for its funeral.
That's a myth because I have what my girlfriend and I call, and a lot of people call, my Cruella de Vil hair.
Yes.
And I'm wearing a hat right now mostly because of my Cruella de Vil hair, but right at the front of my fringe. I've got a big cluster of greys.
Yeah, because you started plucking.
No. My girlfriend started plucking while I wasn't paying attention.
Ah.
So if you could just manage that, I know you're single.
I'm never dating again. This is the thing. I'm going to be single forever now. I've started getting a grey mustache hair. No one wants to date Santa Claus.
No one wants to date Waluigi. I was going to call you Mario, but I was like, no, he's too successful. You're the third Luigi that no one likes.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Rejoice. If you're a Harry Potter nerd out there, boy, do I have some
cracking. Hit me with it.
You could almost say, I'm going to put an Expelliarmus over you right now.
Okay,
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
You have not watched Harry Potter, have you?
Jess, it's Harry Potter.
Okay.
Oh, Leviosa jokes. Look, I've seen Harry Potters, some of them. And something that people obviously wish is that the Harry Potter universe was real, where witches and wizards were... Did I say Richards?
Yes.
Richards and Stevens were
if
real things.
If only Richards existed, Tim.
No, but if Richards and wizards were real things and Hogwarts was a real place you could go to school, people would love that. That's what the people are waiting for their letter
from
Hogwarts.
We don't know that it isn't a thing. Maybe they made all these movies as a way to throw us off the scent.
Sure. That sounds like a logical explanation. But we are getting one step closer to becoming the Harry Potter universe because the well-known invisibility cloak could be a real thing sooner rather than later.
Mate, there are so many scenarios where I would love to use an invisibility cloak.
Scientists are using a lot of information, securing data transmitted over fibre optic lines, thwarting eavesdroppers and improving technologies for sensing telecommunications and information processing, essentially using spectral cloak by selectively transferring energy between certain colours of the light waves. So it's just messing with light waves.
Again, in English?
We'll be able to see through stuff. So they're going to make 3D objects with this, like, almost like coating where the light waves will transfer through and, like, an image will come through. So it's like, say you put, like, a pepper shaker and you wrap it in this product, you'll be able to see straight through it from whatever angles. There might be a little bit of a glitch here and there.
Okay.
But it's getting closer to the invisibility cloak being a real thing.
But is this like a box or is it like a cloth?
They're just starting with a box, mate. They'll get
to a
cloth.
Don't tease a girl.
I'm just saying.
There's many conversations I'd like to eavesdrop on.
Oh, I know. You are very insecure.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.